time now for the words of Words in Music, which will be my conversation with Hawaiian singer, songwriter, instrumentalist Paula Fuga. Her new album, Rain on Sunday, is on her fellow Hawaiian and good friend Jack Johnson's record label. But as you'll hear, their relationship goes back a long way. The album includes a song called If Ever, and Paula and Jack wrote it together after the deaths of both their fathers. They sing it as a duet, and Jack's good friend Ben Harper plays a beautiful lap steel guitar. I knew that Paula's early years had been unstable and that she was raised largely by her grandparents, so I started our conversation by asking her to talk some about her childhood for those of us who aren't really very familiar with her.
I was born in Louisiana at the end of December. My family moved back to Hawaii into my grandparents' home, and my sister was born in October. And then my mom and dad moved us out, got a place of their own, and when things fell through, we'd go back to my grandparents. My father and mother split when I was very young, and it was difficult. My mom wasn't able to take care of us all the time, so she would often rely on my grandparents to take care of us. By the time I was 12 years old, I was living with my grandparents full time, all the way until I turned 18. I always had my grandparents to turn to. It's their love and guidance that I feel has molded me into the person I am today.
There was a time as a kid when you weren't staying with your grandparents that your family was homeless and living on the beach.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. I loved it. You know, you're a kid, you live at the beach, it's so fun. You don't feel like something's wrong when you're in a situation like that, especially when you're living on the beach in Hawaii. It's like the most beautiful place on earth. Who wouldn't want to live on the beach? So I never had a feeling of lack or like that anything was wrong. It's what life was for me as a kid. When I wrote this song with Jack, I drew from the memories I did have with my father going to the beach with him. He would pick these little rocks with holes in them and he'd string them on twine that he made from fibrous plants he found. Then you have a beautiful necklace. So there's a lyric, make magic out of nothing, make my fears go away. That's what that lyric is about, making magic out of nothing.
You said that even as a young child, you knew that you would be a singer and a performer. How did you know that when looking from the outside, probably nobody would have thought that?
Well, what others on the outside think, that doesn't matter to me. You're going to live your life according to other people, what they expect or think of you, then what a sad life you're going to live. It's what you determine for yourself that matters, who you see yourself as. That's what matters. So believing in myself, I already believed in myself because I knew I had a gift. It was very clear that I could sing and I could sing well. I had a great knack for memorizing lyrics, and I started processing songwriting and thinking about it deeply when I was about 4 years old. I remember picking songs apart and thinking to myself, when I grow up, I'm going to write a song like that. It was just something that was innate. There was nothing anyone could say or do to deter me from that path or that dream. So from a kid, like if there was a talent show or something, I'd enter it. I took music classes in school. I learned to play ukulele. I played in the band. I learned about music theory. I learned how to play the flute in seventh grade. And I call that following the signs. So if you have an opportunity to get into music, whatever way it is, you just do it.
How were you able to segue from that into a professional career and eventually to work with Jack Johnson?
American Idol came to Hawaii back in 2004. They had a statewide open audition. So I went down to Aloha Stadium. I auditioned. I made it to the next round. And then I made it to another round, the third round. You have to go through two phases before you can see the television judges. And they didn't like me, but the producers loved me. And they flew me to Hollywood to film a show about the rejects. And because they loved me so much, they wanted me to know that when they showed me, they wouldn't be showing me in a negative light, that it would be super positive. And so I wrote a little jingle and I sang it. And when I came back home and it aired, it opened so many doors for me here in Hawaii. I met my business partner and we started a label, recorded my first album together. I was just at the right place at the right time. I was at this kickball tournament playing music and Jack heard me. He was participating in that kickball tournament that day and he heard me. And when I was done, he was at the back of the tent inviting me to be a part of his Kokua Festival. Well, after that, I ended up being on the cover of one of our local newspapers. It labeled me as the new face of Hawaiian music. And I was able to mention that I was going to be performing in Jack's festival. And Jack invited me to his house. We recorded a song called Country Road together. And since then, he's taken me under his wing. I've traveled all over the world with him now. He's just been such a huge influence and inspiration in my life as a human being and as a musician and songwriter. This all happened in 2006, and it's about 15 years later now. My album's on his record label, and I'm excited about it.
How did you come to co-write If Ever, which is such a personal song for each of you? How did you come to work on it together?
Because I had this album, and he was about to sign it to his record label, we started thinking of songs that he could collaborate on. I played him songs that I was working on. Then he started playing his songs for me. And we just really loved this one. He had the melody for a while. And so he started singing his ideas for lyrics. He said he was writing it about his dad. And I was his dad's favorite singer. And this comes from Jack. I was Jack's dad's favorite singer. And Jack's dad said, "Hey, that Paula girl, she's really good. You should play with her as much as you can or as often as possible." When Jack's dad passed, it was just so sad. I was there for Jack when that happened. And I remember feeling so emotional for him. And then when we got together, by that time, I had lost my father. And now I can fully relate to missing your father in that way, no longer having him in this world. And he's not just a phone call away. He's no longer a part of us. You know what I mean? Like in a physical way. So I was able to relate to Jack and that feeling and those emotions. And we had a nice cry session. And the song sort of just wrote itself.
See you again. Mm-hmm. If ever I could see you again. Mm-hmm. Won't you take me back to where we used to play? Hang on every word, hang on every moment. I know you're in between now and I know you can't stay. Give me one more rising sun, just one more setting moment. It felt so bright, I had to turn away. Turn back around, and the moment had been stolen. You make magic out of nothing, you make my fears go away. But who will make the words, or find the answers for them? If ever I could see you again.
Paula Fuga from her new album Rain on Sunday with Jack Johnson, a song they wrote paying tribute to their late father's beautiful lap steel from Ben Harper.